an aspect of digital literacy that's relatively easy to address, but one which few colleagues seem to model or demonstrate to students, is obtaining appropriate imagery. And by that I mean not just going to the standard search engine, searching for images and using the first one that you find. I mean using images that are available for reuse, that have been licensed in such a way, and then attributing the source of that image. Now, doing all of that manually can be quite a complex process, yet the standard search engines like Google and Bing allow you the opportunity to be able to search for images which have been licensed for reuse. Now, granted, there are a couple of clicks involved in there, but there are also tools which can make that whole process much easier. Edutalk's very own John Johnston is a wonderful tool for doing that. Similarly, Alan Levine or at Cogdog on Twitter, he produces an extension for certainly for Firefox and possibly for other browsers. And they search through the Flickr database of images and provide you with images which are licensed appropriately and provide you with the attribution, a simple way of attributing those images. Another one that I came across, another tool recently, is Photos for Class, which is produced by the people who give us Storyboard That. Now, Photos for Class is a very simple interface. If you go to photosforclass.com, it gives you a brief introduction and then gives you a search box. And when you type in your search term, it too searches the Flickr database of photos. It searches only for images which are safe to use, which are licensed for reuse, and it also cites the photo by putting a little bar across the bottom with the appropriate citation in. And it couldn't be easier to use than that. It's as easy to use as just doing a standard Google search, for example. When you click in your search term, you're returned with the standard kind of thumbnail gallery. For each image that's there, you've got the option to either download, view it on Flickr, or if it's an appropriate image, there's a simple button to click to report the image as inappropriate. And I like that extra feature. That's a useful teaching point for the students too, I'd argue. So having clicked download, what we then get is that is the image that we were after with the citation added to it. And it's as simple as that. If it's something that you do think it would be useful, you can visit the Photos for Class page where they provide you with an easy way to do that. It provides you with some little symbols with shortcuts, hyperlinks on. Or it even provides you with the embed code to actually add a search box to your own blog, school website, learning platform or whatever. So really it couldn't be easier. Is there any excuse for not actually doing that these days? Well, I think not. So why not give it a try?